Prime Minister Neil Morley has again been updating the country on the progress of discussions on the Barbados economy. She was speaking last evening at the St. Michael's Southeast branch of the Barbados Labour Party in the Plain, where Parliamentary Representative Santia Bradshaw revealed that she's fighting breast cancer.
85% of my time probably has been spent dealing with the IMF and the debt restructuring, to the point where there are even one or two institutions in my ministry that I've not been able to deal with as yet. It is because we need to get this country to port safely with those agreements first. Once we have those agreements behind us, then we start the process of recuperation. I will address the country within the next 2 weeks to lay out what will be phase two and phase three of the Barbados Economic Recovery and Transformation Program. But I have first to continue the process of discussions and consultations with the social partnership. There were three subcommittees that we set up, one chaired by Minister Jordan, Minister Carroll, and Minister Duguid, with members of the social partnership. I expect to take their reports tomorrow. I expect to go to a full social partnership meeting on Wednesday. We are meeting with all of the finance officers and accounting officers and board chairmen and CEOs on Tuesday afternoon at 1, as I announced in the House on last week. And we're doing that because we want to make sure that we are in a position for the first time ever to have real-time access to government's revenue and expenditure. It's amazing. I don't have it. So once I can get that and get that timely information, we'll be in a better position to manage your affairs. Once we finish the process of discussions with the social partnership, I am then in a position to come to the country. I thank, again, almost 5,000 Barbadians participated in the survey that we had about government's institutions to help us with the restructuring. We've also had a whole set of ideas on the email, Ideas for Barbados, that we set up. And I really, really want to say to the people of Barbados, I don't think you realize how much this open approach has made a difference to the quality of our discussions with the International Monetary Fund and the banks. And they are truly appreciative that this is not a government acting alone, but this is a government that is carrying its people with it and having the thorough consultations that such that they know that Barbados is speaking and not simply the government of Barbados. So I ask you to bear with us. The ministers have been told as recent as Thursday, branch meetings have to come back. And that I expect them to account to the people, just as we did before elections. I knew that people needed time to recover. I knew that people needed time to get familiar with their ministries. But the three-month timeline means that you now have to be in a position to account in to the people, as we did before, on a regular basis through our branch meetings, but also through rubbing shoulders and through the communication that I've set the tone, because almost everything I do is done through live communication. I want to say to the country, before I sit, that I myself will be in and out a lot in September and October, because there are a number of international negotiations and high-level discussions that we need to attend, because it is going to make the difference to what kind of deal we have. And for those who know, once we settle the debt restructuring, we're not going to have access to the international capital markets for the next 2-3 years. But guess what? The Dems didn't have it for the last 5 either. But the difference is that after we recover, we'll have it again. So that in the absence of that access, there is greater pressure on us as a government to move around internationally, to have bilateral discussions with other heads of government, to be able to see what international financial institutions can put there for us, to be able to open doors that were closed 15, 20, 30 years ago, and to fight some battles that we have to fight, like the OECD and the European Union, who, as you know, would have blacklisted and greylisted us with respect to our international business sector.
That's Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. And this has been SADC's Early Business.